AFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha 4-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full 4-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at RockiesMarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
Right, we're going to start Tradio here. I'm your host, Isaiah, and I'm here with Chris Weiss.
Good morning.
Hi. So, folks, if you have anything to buy, sell, or trade, do call in. It's 907-772-3808. And, you know, I think I've said that number so many times on the air that it's going to be embedded in my mind.
Oh, yes.
Which I guess is...
Yeah, you'll try and call the police and you'll call KFSK.
All the similar numbers. Yes, it is feeling a little bit like that. But on the plus side, you know, it's like you can't shoot very far off the mark.
Right. I'm sorry. I'm sitting here watching the rain cascade off the roof.
Mm-hmm. And isn't that filling you with a lot of joy and depth of experience?
Yeah. I'm glad I'm inside right now.
Yes.
And everybody else who's inside that has something to say, this is a busy weekend, folks. Come call in.
Yeah, it
Let
is.
Let us
a
know
super
what's going on.
Yeah. Well, I can have a look here to see what's going on. I think today there are some volleyball tournament games happening. There is a game... Ooh, is this date correct? Okay, here we are. Yeah, there's a lot of games today. There's one at 4:30 p.m. That's the Petersburg Black versus JDHS2. And then it's actually is back-to-back from 4:30 to 7:30. Lots of volleyball games going on today. It's a great sport to watch. I don't know if you've ever... I mean, there's a lot of, like, faffing about when the ball rolls off. But it's so quick.
Yes.
Happens fast.
Yes.
My brother is very into volleyball.
Well, I played, but never like a team thing. It was just, you know, kind of high school volleyball that you did for PE or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But being short, you know...
Well, even me. I mean, I'm like kind of an average height, but for volleyball, no. It's just one of those sports where the people who are good just tend to be taller.
Yes, you know. Yeah. They have a little bit of an advantage at the net.
Yes, I agree. I think we should all wear like stilettos and that'll probably help. Okay, we do have a caller on line one and you're on the air.
Oh, hi, this is Anne calling. I'm calling about for the PHA. Petersburg Humane Association has several cats available for adoption. The ones that we're really pressing are the two young kittens, two boys. They're about, I think, 6 months old, 7 months old. And they are friendly and used to living with dogs in their foster home. And they're super cute and healthy, current on shots and neutered. The price for adopting is $65, and anybody interested can see their pictures on Facebook or call us at 907-518-1091.
All right. And
all right.
Are they you know, as little twin cats, are they cats that should go to a home together?
They can. They are bonded, but it's not necessary.
Right. Yeah.
And also I'm calling about this little dog, Saskia, that I'm trying to find a home from Bethel. She's a little black husky mix sled dog. Super nice dog. Smart, fun, 7 years old, spayed, current on shots.
Yeah.
Okay. Leaves a home without a cat.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Anne. I hope you
anybody find a... For that, sorry. Anybody for that can call me, text me. at 907-650-7811 or message me on Facebook.
Okay.
Was that 7811?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yep. All right.
Well,
also,
thank you, Anne.
She's a nice small size. She's only 37 pounds.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Okay. And we do have another caller on line two, and you're on the air.
Hey, good morning. Dave Bird calling.
Hi, Dave.
Heard you talking about high school kids this morning, and it reminded me to talk to the community about the Rotary Youth Exchange Program.
Oh, right.
KFSK has had a PSA on. We're looking for kids to participate in our youth exchange program for next year. And we have the short-term program where kids can go out for 4 weeks during the summertime and visit with a family in a foreign country. And that's a reciprocal, so a kid would come back and stay here in Petersburg for a while, too. And then we have our long-term program where a kid would go out in August and be gone for about a year, much as Ruby Lipster is out right now in the Czech Republic. And actually, you can follow Ruby's exchange on her Facebook page. She's got a neat blog going. Talked recently about the foods that she's having at the school program there in the Czech Republic. So more information can be found on our website at rye5010.org. And also, there's information there about host families. And we encourage you to, our program doesn't work very well without host families stepping forward and volunteering to host our kids. We have a boy here from Germany at this point. And we're looking for host families for him for the year, for a part of the year, 3 or 4 months. And testimonials are all available on the website, and we could follow up with connecting you with people that have done hosting, so you can tell what the experience is like.
All right.
And could you give us that website again? I always ask that a second time for some reason.
Sure, yeah, you bet. It's RYE, stands for Rotary Youth Exchange, RYE5010.org.
010.org, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and my phone is 518-1199. And happy to talk about the program with you or your kids or a grandkid. Keep in mind the program's open to kids of pretty much any age in high school. We certainly want to get them involved. So, appreciate it.
Okay,
all
thanks
right.
Very much, Dave.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks a lot. You bet. Bye now.
Okay, and then we do have another caller on line three. You are on the air.
Good morning. This is Leah calling, and I am calling to let people know that regular Petersburg Friends and Neighbor potluck meeting is this Tuesday, the 28th. Potluck and food starts at 5:30. Meeting starts at 6. If you're able to bring a dish to share, that's great. And, yeah, we hope to see folks there.
All right. Thanks very much.
Yeah, and if you don't mind throwing that into your PSA rotation, we'd appreciate it.
Yes,
and
we will.
It is at the library?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Why do I forget that part? I just assume everybody knows that. Yes, yes. Community room, library. Yes, thank you.
No problem.
Okay. Have a good day.
Thanks very much. Bye. All right. So, while we have a bit of time here, while we have a bit of a gap in the clouds that are the Tradio callers, although I wish we had a real gap in the clouds.
Yes, but, we need that.
Yes. It's just some announcements. The Petersburg High School close-up students are raising money for their travel to D.C., and they are selling bags of seaweed for your garden. And to order, you do have to call the high school front desk at 877-526-7656. And the deadline for that is today. And so they will be delivering those bags of seaweed this Sunday. And it is $20 per bag. It includes delivery. And then also the Rain Country Quilters are hosting a quilt show. That is tomorrow from noon to 4 p.m. And just to say that quilts may be dropped off for display tonight from 5 to 6:30, also at the Lutheran Church. And if you have questions or want to coordinate that, you can call 907-518-0808. Yeah. So like you said, there's a lot of stuff
there. Yeah. I mean, nobody, where's Sally? Sally, you.
How will I know what's on the menu for bingo?
Well, oh, I don't know.
Actually, I feel like I remember from Wednesday that it's a,
special. Oh, I should look. Let's see.
It's a special week for bingo.
Oh.
I think it's
yeah,
like
yeah, well, and she should be calling for Oktoberfest, too.
If no one knows,
tomorrow is Oktoberfest.
Well, let me find that little announcement for us. If I can.
Oh, well, I'm looking here, and I went back to last Friday instead of Wednesday. Oh, dear. I put too many blank sheets in front of things. Oh, well. It is there, I know. Okay. Is it 10 to 3?
There's so much going on in this town right now.
Yeah, it certainly feels that way.
And
oh, thank you.
We've got the Quilcher and Viking Swim Club.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
that's
oh my gosh.
My gosh, yeah.
And that. Oh, look at that.
Well, Julie, your Morning Edition host, has her finger on the pulse, as usual. But the Oktoberfest Art Share, that's this Saturday, tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And they'll have arts, crafts, and home-baked treats and more. And if I'm not mistaken, it happens kind of in the Parks and Rec Center, but a little further back.
Well, it's in the Parks and Rec gym. And then outside the gym is usually reserved for nonprofits.
Right.
And then in the activity room, they usually have the food.
Oh, great.
So, yeah.
Okay, cool. So all up in there. And then for more information, you can call Sally at 907-518-0601. And I believe there's also a raffle for Rosemald.
Yes.
Is that how you say it? Is it
Rosemalling?
Rosemalling, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Items, and that's, I think the drawing for that is at 3 p.m., but you can only get tickets tomorrow.
Right. Well, I think she said 2:30 one time, but because if you wait till 3, everybody's kind of getting
going. Getting packed up. All
yeah, getting packed up and getting ready to go. So, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, exciting. And I hope there's a good turnout for that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess in my mind, Oktoberfest entails perhaps a bit more of this, a bit more alcohol, a bit more like, I'm thinking like the beer gardens. But
right,
I suppose that's not quite,
you know,
what...
That's not quite here.
That's,
I mean, when I was in Wisconsin, yeah, we had proper Oktoberfests.
We have a little piece of breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Someone called in to report... new snow on Petersburg Mountain.
Oh. No.
But I just looked, and it's just a dusting.
Oh, okay.
So, no fear. You don't need to dig out the shovel yet.
Oh, not quite yet. Wow.
Not the scraper, though.
I kept looking because you see this new snow on the coastal mountains.
Yes, actually, yeah. I see that, and it keeps, like, getting lower, and there's, like, this... It's like someone just took, like, a brushstroke and just, like, topped off all the top of them with white.
Exactly.
It's very pretty, in a way.
It is. It is, but it does mean it's going to get closer to our ground.
Yes, I'm understanding that slowly. Yeah, I remember after the windstorm that happened at the end of September... Mm-hmm. I kind of, the next morning the clouds cleared and it was low. And then over the day you kind of saw it rising slowly up as it melted. It was neat. Okay, we have enough about the weather.
Enough. Well,
yeah.
What else do you talk about? The weather?
Well, it is like that. It's very British also. It's like,
oh, really?
Well, yeah. It's like, you know, you talk about, it's just a way to interact with people is to talk about the weather. And it's always the same. Anyway, we have another caller on line one. You're on the air.
Hello, Emma. Is this me?
Yes.
Okay. This is not Sally.
No, it's Joyce.
Yes, it's Joyce. I'm one of the players at Bingo. And tonight, the players are bringing the food.
Ah.
Wow. Switch it up.
Sally is not providing. We're giving Sally and Rhoda a break. And this is going to be a potluck for Halloween because bingo is not being played next Friday because it's Halloween.
Right.
So
this is our Halloween potluck, and the players are bringing the food.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right.
All right.
All right. So okay. We do have.
So we have heard from the source. All right. Okay. And we have another caller on line two. You're on the air.
Hi. Is this line two?
Yes. That's you.
This is Sally calling from the Suns. And thank you, Joyce, for calling in about the party tonight at Bingo. I don't have to say a word except doors open at 6 and Bingo starts at 7.
Okay.
All right.
Let the party begin. And then on my other hat, the Muskeg Mahler Ears are down at the Sons of Norway sharing the space with the Viking Swim Club this morning, and we are doing our prep work for taco salads at Oktoberfest tomorrow in the activity room. Okay. We'd also like to just go ahead and promote Oktoberfest. Doors open at 10 to the public, and it closes at 3, and then they can meander up to the Lutheran Church till 4 and look at the quilt show, and then come to the Viking Swim Team auction and dinner tonight at the Suns. It's a busy, busy night.
All right. And the Viking Swim Club fundraiser dinner, I think there's a ticketing system with that. Is that right?
It is for the dinner part is 40, but sometimes people just come and take a peek at the auction stuff and sign in and donate a little. I don't know. But, Marlena, do you want to say anything on the air about the dinner tonight? Radio.
We're having a swim auction tomorrow night. It's at doors open at 6 p.m., and it's for the Viking Swim Club. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a live and silent auction, and there's also dinner provided by Fire Catering. And tickets are $40. They're available at Lee's Clothing, or you can pay at the door. And we have a theme. Our theme is Saturday Night Live. If you'd like to dress up, that's wonderful, but it's not required.
Do we have to represent somebody weird?
You could.
Yes. Yeah, that's sort of Saturday Night Live-ish.
Yes.
Anyway, that's all the word from the Sons of Norway.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you two very much.
You betcha. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right.
So we did get the lowdown from the people who know.
Yes. Yes, we did. And maybe we should start doing a slow rundown.
Okay.
And then if you have anything else to buy, sell, or trade, you can still catch us. Do call in at 907-772-3808.
Yeah, like someone from the museum should be calling, shouldn't they? Isn't there something going on tonight?
Huh? About the movie night. Tonight.
Yeah, there's a movie night there, and I don't know if tickets are still available.
I don't know if tickets are still available. They had very few tickets.
Yeah,
it's
a small space, so.
Yes. I don't know, did it get taken off for a reason?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if they
tickets?
Have. I don't know if they have.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
well, they could call in and let people know. So nobody's thinking they're going to be going tonight and they can't. Anyway, Anne called from the Humane Association. They have several cats available and they're trying to find homes for two kittens, two males that are brothers. They're about 6 months old. They are current on their shots. They're neutered. There is a $65 adoption fee associated. You can give the Humane Association a call if you are interested or need more information at 907-518-1091. And also has a dog from Bethel. It's a small husky mix sled dog, about 7 years old. And she is trying to find a home for that dog. You can call her directly or text at 907-650-7811. Dave called. They are looking for Rotary Exchange students, and this could be a student is interested in going abroad for a year or short term. So if you know of a high school student that might be interested, or you are, you can go to rye 5010.org for more information, or you can talk with Dave at 907-518-1199. Leah called. Friends and neighbors are having their regular potluck on Tuesday, the 28th, at 5:30. There's a meeting that starts at 6, and it's being held in the community room at the public library. Joyce called to let us know about bingo tonight. It's the players' turn to bring the food, and it's a Halloween potluck because they won't be having bingo next Friday because it is Halloween. So just a heads up that bingo, the doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7, and you need to be 19 years old or older to play. Sally called with her other hats on. The Muskeg Moliers are going to have taco salads at Oktoberfest tomorrow. And Oktoberfest is at the community gym. It's being held. Doors open at 10 for the public and close at 3. Also, Viking Swim Team Auction is at the Sons of Norway. The doors open at 6 on Saturday night, and the theme is Saturday Night Live, so if you want to dress up as one of your favorite characters, you can do that. There is a dinner and by Fire Catering. Tickets are $40. You can get them at Lee's or at the door, and there will be both live and silent auctions.
Okay. Well, that was pretty good, I thought. kind of one of the slower Fridays we've had, but
I know.
I think it's because people maybe already have their plans set up.
Yes, that could be. That could be. Yeah. Or they're sleeping in because nobody wants to open their eyes to the gray.
Well, yeah, but you know, let's think on the positive side. Like we should be getting outside. You know, I remember people telling me it's like, well, if you didn't go outside when it was raining, you would never go outside.
That's
so. The point is to
true.
Get out there and
that's
have
true.
Some fun.
That's
and
true.
Do something. Get a little bit soggy.
Yeah,
and warm
well,
up inside.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to be a downer here.
Okay, well, thank you, folks, for tuning in for Tradio. And if you did miss us and you do something to buy, sell, trade, you can catch us next Wednesday, also at 9 a.m. And now we're going to turn to some rising tide picks by myself, and then right at 10 o'clock until noon, it'll be Science Friday. All right, thanks all. And we'll return to some music after these messages.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furunu and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling on Main Street and at 907-772-2900, open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.